We should draw upon the teachings of tolerance that lie at the heart of three great religions that see Jerusalem's soil as sacred. This time we should reach for what's best within ourselves. If we do, when we come back here next year, we can have an agreement that will lead to a new member of the United Nations, an independent, sovereign state of Palestine, living in peace with Israel.
You know, the American people are speaking out like never before. They're concerned about the future of our nation and the future for their children. And they see a government in Washington that isn't listening, doesn't get it, and frankly, the American people think that Washington doesn't really care. The government is out of control in Washington, and we need to rein it in and begin a new drive for a smaller, less costly, and more accountable government in our nation's capital. These are the things that the American people are demanding. And our pledge to America is that the Republicans stand ready to get it done.
Sadly, the New York City Police Department tells us that this diplomat is 34 years old. He was found in his apartment this morning by his driver, his chauffeur. 34 years old. We don't know, again, whether he was married, had children, was living there by himself. The driver discovered him. The front door was left open, was left ajar. Police did find a knife and have recovered that from the scene. We don't know at this time for sure whether the driver was picking him up to take him to meet with his delegation, of course, for the UN General Assembly, which is meeting this week in New York. So the circumstances are still very murky at this time. The police are not yet classifying this death as a homicide, as a suicide. We don't know. It's just too early.
November Alpha 1, Sierra Sierra, Kilo 5, Delta Golf Yankee, Pittsburgh, Texas.
That's the message ham radio operator Daryl Young sent out one night, hoping it would make it 250 miles up in space. He was shocked when an astronaut on the International Space Station heard him and replied.
At 4.62 miles per second. So then you have to do the math.
Shocked because it's the fastest moving target you could imagine.
I think I've got about a 2-minute window at the most. Hey, I talked to the space station.
Talking his way through those 250 miles is as far as it goes.
Get a little bit edgy just flying in an airplane.
Young says he'd just like those guys to slow down next time they fly over.
It'd be nice to be able to carry on a conversation and, you know, say, when's the last time you played golf or something?